Stephen Miller, cost of adjudicating a fake asylum claim equivalent to providing free cancer treatment to a U.S. citizen. By Jeff Poor on August 29, 2026. Friday, on FNC's The Ingram Angle, White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy Stephen Miller discussed flaws in Texas Democratic U.S. Senate nominee James Tallarico's rhetoric on Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Miller also explained that adjudicating false asylum claims is cost prohibitive for the American taxpayer. You and I have gone round and round and round on this issue with the Democrats, because they always pull this routine, kids in cages, host Laura Ingram said. You're deporting, kidnapping children, and sometimes these narratives break through. Especially to younger people who don't know the trajectory of this argument. This pro-open borders argument that they're so desperate to make. What is your message to Americans tonight, who don't kind of know which way to turn on this? Miller replied, well, my message to Americans tonight is, you live for 4 years in a hell of open borders under Democrat control. You don't have to imagine what the Democrat immigration policy is. You lived through that nightmare before President Trump came into office. 4 years of open borders, record drug overdose deaths, record illegal immigration, schools failing and collapsing. Not enough translators to keep up with all the illegal children being dumped into our schools. Emergency rooms were overcrowded. Hospitals closing. Social services strained past the breaking point. Criminal cartels and gangs taking over American communities. Tren de Aragua taking over entire apartment buildings. And cases like you mentioned in Texas, where you had two illegal aliens from Venezuela. Tren de Aragua, they were apprehended at the border by Democrats. And following the policies of people like James Tallarico, they were set free, and they grabbed a beautiful, innocent 12-year-old Texas girl. And they subjected her to horrors that I dare not even name, and murdered her in cold blood. And Tallarico doesn't say her name, doesn't give a damn about what happened to her, and would gladly do it again and again and again, he continued. He's made that clear because he calls ICE kidnappers. He calls removal facilities detention camps. He is using the language that you use to justify violence against ICE. Let's remember, it was in Texas just last year that an assassin from a sniper's perch tried to kill and murder our brave ICE agents, using the exact same language and rhetoric as Tallarico. The case that you mentioned, this is a repeat illegal entrant who voluntarily self-deported and took his own child back home with him. What is Tallarico saying? That we are supposed to separate families? That we shouldn't let Mexican families live in Mexico with their own children? There's 130 million Mexicans in Mexico. Many of them have children. Guess what? Mexicans living in Mexico get to live with their own children. Miller added, one last point on this, the fraud that Democrats perpetrate when they encourage illegal aliens to file fake asylum claims. Did you know, Laura, the cost of adjudicating even one fake asylum claim is the same cost as providing free cancer treatment to one American citizen with pediatric cancer? Every single fraud they abet, we could provide free cancer care to one American citizen. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.